Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, netizens around the world. The planet is once again listening to the technology show for Generation E, McWilliams Cyberline, coming at you around the world via the internet and coast to coast via satellite on USA Radio Network. 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US. That's where you can catch us here, welcoming our newest affiliate, KXEG AM and FM. AM 1280, 96.1 FM. Glenn's out there in Glendale, somewhere out there, and got him hopefully getting into the car and checking to see how the signal is out there. And who knows, maybe he'll get a chance to call in if we can get him through the phones, which would be good too, and get a report on how the signal is. So, got some news about Amazon drivers. Packages will be late starting May 9th. Drivers won't even start their shifts till 11 a.m.
What?
Yeah, making everyone an evening shift all across the U.S. You will not see any more morning packages after May 9th.
Huh.
So there's been a whole bunch of rumors coming out since that deal with the, what was it, at the tail end of March, where Georgia was going to vote to unionize Amazon's people out there, and of course they lost, and now they're appealing because supposedly Amazon did dirty tactics, you know, or Dr. Evil dropped the bomb on or something. But there's all this talk about where the drivers aren't allowed to have bathroom breaks, so they're having to carry around pop bottles to be able to urinate in on the drive, and then they have a container where they throw them out in the back. So that was a big contention that's been spreading around. I don't know how much truth there is to that. I have somebody who's supposedly confirmed it, but I haven't physically seen the dumpster with them, so I'm trying to stake out some of the Amazon places around the area so I can find out.
No,
take some pictures and say, aha, see?
I'll leave that one to you.
Not that I'm going to be, you know, taking it out to the dumpster or anything.
Not it's one just like, that I'm interested in watching.
A little selfie stick. And okay, yep, that's true. Okay, and then be gone. So we were talking about, with all of this going on, you know, we all do some kind of Amazon, Walmart, or whatever, and you were saying you haven't done any grocery shopping brought to your house.
I've not done any grocery shopping. I know that there's, I guess that Walmart does the grocery shopping stuff, or does Amazon do it with that Whole Foods?
Yes, they do.
So there's competition there. That's good. But no, all I've used is use the Prime side of Amazon because I like the 2-day delivery. And if it's not, if I can't get the stuff fast, then I might as well just, you know, I'll just tell you the decision I'd made a long time ago. I'm sure this is probably what everybody did, was there were so many things that it was like, oh, I need to head over to this store or that store or this store to get this. And then the next day I was going, yeah, I didn't get over there yesterday. I need to go over there now and get it. So, and then I didn't do it that day. So it was like 3-4 days later that I would realize that I haven't done this thing. And then when Amazon came out with their, you know, 2 days, you know, get it Prime in 2 days, I'm like going, well, there's so many things that I'm like, you know, I can't wait 2 days for. And yet I was waiting a lot longer than that to go get the things I was trying to get. So yeah, when Prime came out, after a little while, I was going, I'm doing this. This works. If I can get something in 2 days, forget doing the other thing about just driving over to pick it up. Let's do Prime.
Yeah, I do Prime for, you know, pretty much anything, and I can get it with a 2-day for free.
Right.
And do that. But when it comes to grocery shopping, you know, all I got over there is Whole Foods, and I can play Walmart up against Amazon because I can do $35 standing on my head, and I get free shipping that way, and I also get the free 2-day with them. And so I will compare prices as to who's got what and stuff, be able to do that.
You know, that does make more sense. Now, it's kind of going down the road of I'm always thinking that, gee, I can only go to Amazon because they're the only ones that do the shipping in 2 days. But if I can get the free shipping from Walmart, the big question, I guess, would be getting back to Walmart is how fast do I get it?
You get it within 2 days.
Do you?
Yep.
Well, I'll consider that because there's a lot of times I'm making purchases over $35.
Now, when it comes to my groceries, I generally go with Walmart or I go with Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I go with Kroger because I get gas mile points and stuff.
Right.
And I can get it up to the door on average within 2 hours. So what I do is I start a little deal. I try to figure out what I'm going to have to eat through the week. And uh-huh. I look at everything in my pantries, my freezer, my fridge, whatever, see what I need. And of course I add that. And then of course, as you're doing this on both of them, it keeps a record of what you've bought. So if you're out of something, you can turn around very quickly and go, okay, I need this, 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 and this because I bought it before.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can add on whatever you need from there. And I'll start on a Monday or Sunday and start putting it together. And maybe I forget something and I'll add it in. And as I get along, I start kind of getting remorseful going, do I really need that? Click and then delete. And then about Thursday, I'll have everything ready to go and set it up. Plus, you also get the ads up until Wednesday. So if there's something good in the ad, like steaks on sale or something,
uh-huh.
then you definitely want to get it done by Tuesday. But if you don't see anything in the ad, we'll wait till Wednesday and you might see something good and you still got all that time to prepare for it and then have it brought to the house.
So this list that you're making up, are you just writing things down or are you actually doing it in an app?
I'm actually doing it in the app.
In the Walmart, so there's a
Walmart or the Walmart, Kroger app.
The Walmart or the Kroger app.
Yeah.
So you do that, you set it up and then boom.
No, you have a list of everything and how much you want. And, of course, you have your digital coupons. So you can go in and set up all your coupons, and it'll tell you if there's a coupon available. And then you say, okay, I want that, so I save $1 off or whatever, and put that all together.
So what makes you pick one of over the other? Why do you pick Kroger sometime and Walmart the other?
Well, it depends on what they have. Sometimes one may not have it in stock and the other one does.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I'll have a certain thing, like I like to get Tuna Helper. The original Tuna Helper, creamy noodle. It's not in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get it in a Kroger, but I can get it in a box over at Walmart and have it shipped to the door.
Right.
And get like a 3-pack or something and be able to have
so
that.
When you place your order, how long does it take you to get it usually?
If I get it from Kroger, I can get it depending that nobody else has the slots because they have hourly slots and you put them in. I could set it up that night and it'd be there whatever time I want the next day.
So it's next day
yeah.
on it? Okay.
And now, worst case, if I'm cutting it close, I can probably slip it out by 8 p.m. because pretty much all the slots would be filled by then. So if I got it at the last minute, I could do it.
Right.
But there's also a catch to that. If you want any hot deli items, like a rotisserie chicken, mm-hmm. things like that, you have to put your order past 11 a.m. because they're still cooking the birds in the morning.
Yeah.
And then by that time, they're cooked and they get out there and then you're able to get your rotisserie chicken.
And then Walmart. Are they doing the same thing?
Or? Walmart's doing the same thing.
And
you have a choice. You can have it all done, pay for it, and roll up, and they will bring it out to you just like Kroger does. Or you can go, by the way, Tom Thumb and Target also as well. And then you can do that, or you can have them come and they'll deliver it.
And this is all delivered. So you're talking about the pickup because, the Walmart has that, you know, drive there, pick it up.
Now, they've also expanded the pickup because it used to be if it was a small thing. So, like, I ordered a box of Epson printer cartridges,
mm-hmm.
and I want them waiting there for me. And so I would walk in, and I put this little code in, and either they have a bunch of lockers that somebody's got to come out and unlock it and sign off for it and give it to me, or I do it my own. Well, now you can drive up to where everybody would normally get their stuff, and you call in and say, hey, I got this order. They'll bring you the printer cartridges.
Now, do you call in or do you just text it?
You call in.
Huh.
So when you get there, there's a number on the sign. They'll have like slot one,
slot
two,
slot
three.
Oh, so it's easy enough to do that.
Yeah, you call it and say, okay, what's your name? Okay, here's your order. Which slot are you in? I'm in number 6. Okay, we'll come get you.
Right.
And then they bring it to you. Oh, look, it's number 6.
Ah.
And then they hand it to you. You sign off that you got it, and then you drive off.
I'm just asking because when we go to restaurants and stuff like that, and they're doing the same thing, you know, you slot one, slot two, you text it instead of calling them.
Yeah, so some text, but a lot of times it's easier to call because you're also dealing with older people that maybe not text.
Uh-huh.
They know how to dial. And you dial and go, hey, Mr. Jeff.
You know, I'm going to have to just give this a try because this isn't something that's completely out of my wheelhouse from, you know, I don't do it that way, and I've never done it that way. So I need to kind of give it a try just to see how well it works and see if I like it for me. Because if it works that way, you know, hey, I'll submit the order. I'll drive up there. I'll get it. But it's just not something that I've been doing yet. So trying to get it done through that way, we'll see. Not bad. But yeah, it's going to be one of those things where we've got the, I'm going to have to figure out something to buy that's over $35 in total. But frankly, every time I go to the grocery store now, I don't get out of there for under $35. So well, see, I'm sure it'll be easy enough to do.
This is the other thing I like about it too. When I walk into a grocery store, I can spend an hour to 2 hours there. You're walking all up and down the aisles, trying to find everything. If you got kids in tow, of course, you know, you got a budget and what you want in mind. You bring yourself in with a list, make it easy. But then the kids start picking up stuff and throwing it into the basket. And then you're picking it out. No, I don't want that. No, why did you put that in the basket? Now you're arguing in the cashier lane. I had somebody stand in front of me the other day at Kroger doing that. Unbeknownst to her, the kids throwing cereal, Reese's bars, God knows what, all into the basket. And she was on a budget. But now I've got it tailed down to the way I want. I don't have to spend 2 hours walking in a store. I can roll up to the outside if I want to do a pickup.
And the pickup's the same way where you set it up for the appointment in advance?
They all come in. You make your list. You put it in. And then they will text you, and they go along with you and say, okay, got this. Maybe there's an item out.
What do you mean they go along with you and say, I've got this?
Well, they text you. So when the time comes up before you are supposed to be delivered, the person goes and starts pulling stuff off the shelf for you. It's your personal concierge.
Wow.
So they'll text you and say, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I'm working on your order. And then you'll see something that comes up. Maybe you got the iced tea on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes, denied.
Uh-oh.
Because it's out of stock.
Right.
Now you have a choice. You can go in and tell it to add a substitution, or maybe, like, that might have had a coupon because they substituted you. You couldn't use the coupon. So you go, well, if I'm out of that, I don't want that because now I can't use the coupon. So let's say the tea is out, but you have a substitution. And they do Red Diamond, but then they'll turn around and say, well, you know what? I'm out of the unsweet Red Diamond. But I've got the Kroger generic one. Would that be okay? Yeah, fine. Hmm. And then they'll substitute the tea. Sometimes they'll have eggs on sale, and you get like an 18 count, but then they're out. So they'll say, okay, well, I'll give you two dozen, you know, each of Eggland's Best instead. Well, that's 24 versus the 18. You got it for the same price, and you got a couple extra eggs.
You know, it's probably a good idea for me to do this because – one of the biggest things about going to a grocery store is the, you know, just buying on the spot.
Yeah. And they'll send you a picture of what it looks like. Because they had this argument about horseradish. I think it was last Christmas. Because I do a prime rib, and I do a horseradish crust and everything. But you've got to use horseradish. Minced horseradish. You get it in a jar. It's kind of wet. You mix it in, and you slather it all over the meat, and you put it in, you cook it. But you can't go get, like, Kraft horseradish sauce. Because if you get horseradish sauce, it'll burn.
Yeah.
And of course, these goofy kids don't know what the hell horseradish is. So now you got to explain it to them. And then it's like, and then they pick up the Kraft one automatically. Is this your horseradish? No, you need the Reese's one.
Okay.
And then they finally figured out, yes, that's the one. Thank you.
We'll do it that way.
Instead of you having to hunt it down all over the store, because they put it, every store puts it in different places.
Looking forward to giving it a try.
Good. I want a full report. All right, listen to McWilliam Cyberline. We'll be right back. McWilliam Cyberline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US, host 2020 at cyber-line.com, and of course, the Tweety Cyberline USA, and celebrating our people out there, our new station in Phoenix, which is KXEG AM-FM, AM-1280, 96.1 FM, and hopefully you are listening to us tonight. And, of course, as we mentioned before, we are now on the very front doorsteps, well, maybe the driveway or the curb, of our arch nemesis, Kim Commando. And, again, hello, neighbor. So you got something about ghost what?
Yeah, AP news.com. They are reporting U.S. court says ghost gun plans can be posted online. Plans for 3D printed, self-assembled ghost guns. Ooh, ghost guns. Can be posted online without U.S. State Department approval. A federal appeals court ruled Tuesday. A divided panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit. Which shocked me when I read that. I was going, well, 9th?
Normally all things go to die.
They're all lib all the time. I'm like going, what? You know, but yeah.
Good ideas go to die, like this one.
A divided panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. In San Francisco, reinstated a Trump administration order that permitted removal of the guns from the State Department's munitions list. So, boy, that's kind of a weird backward thing. Basically, there's a State Department's munitions list that's kind of the banning thing. Mm-hmm. So they Trump pulled it off there, and they were like, oh, we got to put this back on. So basically, that's what this court case was all about. Listed weapons need State Department approval for export. In 2015, federal courts applied the requirement to weapons posted online and intended for production on 3D printers, the San Francisco Chronicle had reported. However, 3 years later, the State Department, under then-President Donald Trump, settled a lawsuit by a 3D gun company and ordered their removal. Now, these 3D guns, when they do actually print this stuff, it's my understanding that it's kind of really expensive to print something with a 3D gun with a 3D printer or these metal type printers. So,
supposedly it's come down a lot now because, this has been going on for at least 5 years because you remember there was somebody who actually created it, showed it on YouTube, took it out to a range, fired, worked perfectly, and then said, and I'm going to post everything up on YouTube or wherever it was in the net.
Right.
So you can take that information and make one yourself. And Schumer and all the Democrats went nuts. Remember that? And then they got some kind of a deal where all of the people got together and said, well, we're not going to allow them to post this on any of our servers, and started that whole thing.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Then it's been quiet. Nobody's talked about it. Until the puppet in charge gets up there and goes, we got to keep you safe from ghost guns.
Yeah.
Well, what's a ghost gun? It's real scary.
It's a scary gun.
It's a scary gun. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of shooting bullets, it just says, boo.
So, that's right. And then a little bunch of smoke comes out the back.
They've got this stuff that's going on. And, it's received. And this is the big thing. This is the big hurdle. This isn't the big hurdle of getting it through the Ninth Circuit Court. The big hurdle is going to be getting it through big tech.
Yeah.
These things got to be posted somewhere.
Because, again, that's what cut it off.
And,
before.
Oh, my gosh, we got to shut that down.
And he wasn't selling the stuff. He was giving it away. Hey, you want to make a gun? Here it is.
Yeah.
So and there wasn't any monetary ties.
There is a Second Amendment right to that gun. That's not supposed to be infringed by the government at all. And then they go, I'm sure what's going to end up happening here is big tech's going to jump in and we're going to save the day.
Yeah, the reason that they don't want these out there is, one, you can do it yourself. And, government hates you being able to do anything yourself. Yeah,
you really can't. But
they're not serialized. Mm-hmm. There's no serial number to them.
Yeah.
And so they can't track it.
Yeah, that's why they're a ghost gun.
Yep. Boo. So, listening to McWilliams Centerline, we'll be right back.